morning we're continuing Chayorim. Klal Amin Aleph, Simen Yud Ches. So the last point that the Chayorim says is the following. We've been discussing the issue of giving an aliyah to a Kohen Amoritz in front of a Talmid Chacham, which the Gemara presents giving Kavod to the Kohen Amoritz over the Talmid Chacham is a bizoyan. Nowadays it's become our minute to give the aliyah to the Kohen, even if he's an Amoritz. It's not a bizoyan to be makdim that Kohen in front of the Talmid Chacham. However, he says, a Kohen Baal Averis, a Shehu Rosham Afursim. So a Kohen who does Averis, or he's a well-known Rosha, not sure what the difference between Baal Averis and Rosham Afursim is. Near Poshet, it's obvious, the Chayyadim says, Afloys in the sphere of the Husha Elo Leduchim, even though the opinion is to say regards to Nesias Kapayim, Duchening, he can be Elo Duchen, he can be Nesu Kapov. Mikol Mokim Ein Royal Hakdimar by the Christ of Batara Kurim Tamachokim, Vain Chilu Hashem Golem Yzeb, Elo Mokim Sakona, Adkan Lashana. So this is a quote from the Yam Shishlomo. And the Rayyad was quoting the Yam Shishlomo. The Yam Shishlomo says that to give an aliyah to a Kohen is not just an Amoritz, but he's a Balaveira. So even though if there be no Tamachokim there, we would still give the Kohen the aliyah. But to say that he should get an aliyah before Talmid Chacham is improper. He says, what about being Nersa Kapov? There is a machlokes whether he can be Nersa Kapov. But even according to the opinion, which he could be Nersa Kapov, he could do it. That's irrelevant over here, because the argument that he could be Duchen over there is the fact that the Kohen does Averis, he has a mitzvah to say the Torah to Duchen. That's a mitzvah that he has to do. So how can we take away from him his mitzvah because he's done one Averis, he should do more Averis? So we have no right to take away his mitzvah of the Nesias Kapayim from him because he does an Averis. So that's something which is incumbent upon him. That which we give the Kohen, the first aliyah, is not Allah on the Kohen, it's Allah on us to give him kavod. We have a chiyuv to be mechabed him. So to say we're going to be mechabed him ahead of the Talmid Chacham, that's an issue. But over there in the Nesias Kapayim is irrelevant. Now there are certain cases of averus which would passel a Kohen from Duchening, according to everybody. A Kohen who has killed somebody, even b'shoigeg, cannot be Nesu Kapov. Because the Pasuk says at the beginning of Yeshaya, that before Iskem Kapechem, would you spread out your hands? The Rishon said, I'm going not to listen, because Yedechem Domim Moleil, your hands are full of blood. So specifically, the act of Duchening acts as a vehicle to bring the Bracha, and those same hands, which were the as it were, the source of something negative, cannot be used as a source of something positive. That's the cloud which we have. Ein kateger nasa seneger. Something which is an accuser cannot act as the defender. The prosecutor cannot become the lawyer for the defense. So over here, the hands which have damaged, they're full of blood, they're not valid for it. So specifically that of Eira. The Shulchan Aruch continues and says the person is mumer for avodah zara, and Mishavur says for chilul Shabbos as well. Or if a kohen is not makbid on the mitzvahs of kahuna, he marries a grusha, he marries a chalala, he marries a zayna, he marries women which are also to him through kahuna. In those situations, because he's being mechal his kedusha, specifically the kedusha's kohen, so he cannot be nosek kapov. But in regards to all other averus, Shulchan Aruch passes that he's kosher to be Nesu Kapov, because we cannot take away the mitzvah of the Nesias Kapayim from him, albeit that he's doing other averus. And that Chayyim was saying, but this, or the Yam Shishon was saying, that in regards to Kriyas Torah, the halacha will be differently. So that's the end of these halachas of Mikidash Mikidashtoi. The next siman deals with the issue of giving a kohen an aliyah in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. And what would be if there's no Kayan there, and it's all started, can we give Aliyahs to the Kayan? Later Aliyahs to the Kayan, which is he talks about in Simen Chaf Aleph. And Simen Chaf Beis, he talks about calling up a Kayan, and the Kayan is not present, do we call on another person by name? So we're not going to do the upcoming Simonim inside. Over the next few shiurim, we'll just clarify the points. Try not to spend too much time in this. It's more halachas on the person getting an aliyah, the kohen getting an aliyah, or the gabbai, what the gabbai should be doing. So we do not want to spend too much time on it. And meanwhile, have a good day.